Chapter 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Alice and her big sister sat under a tree one sunny day. Alice's sister had a book, but Alice had nothing with her. She looked at her sister's book. There were no pictures or conversations in it. "Why is she reading a book without pictures or conversations?" she thought. "I'm bored. I know. I'll look for some flowers." Then she thought, "No, it's too hot for that, and I feel sleepy." Suddenly, a white rabbit ran past her. It took a watch from its jacket and looked at it.
"Oh, I'm going to be late," it said.
"That's strange. A rabbit with a watch," said Alice. She jumped up and ran after the animal. It ran down a large rabbit hole, so Alice went down the hole too. She didn't stop and ask, "How am I going to get out again?" Alice fell down and down, but she fell very slowly and didn't feel afraid. "What's going to happen next?" she wondered. She looked round. There were cupboards in the walls of the rabbit hole. Some of the cupboards were open, and there were books in them. Sometimes she saw pictures. She looked down, but she couldn't see any light. Down, down, down. "When will the hole end?" she wondered. "Perhaps I'm going to come out in Australia. I'll have to ask the name of the country. Please, madam, is this Australia or New Zealand?" "No, I can't do that. They'll think I'm stupid." She thought about her cat, Dinah. "What's Dinah doing? Will they remember her milk tonight? Oh, Dinah, why aren't you here with me? Perhaps there's a mouse here and you can eat it." Suddenly, Alice was at the bottom of the hole. "That didn't hurt," she said, and sat up quickly. She could see the white rabbit, and she ran after him again. They were in a different rabbit hole now.
"Oh, my ears and nose," the white rabbit cried. "It's getting very late."
He ran faster and vanished through another hole. Alice followed him through the hole. Now she was in a very long room. She looked round for the white rabbit, but she couldn't see him anywhere.